Hello, Kane. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good. I had like a restful weekend, so
Yay!
I'm all.
That's what weekends are for. It's a blessing.
Yes, and Thanksgiving is coming, so more holidays.
I'm
So,
just
yeah.
so happy to have 2 days to do absolutely nothing. This was like the first Thanksgiving in a while that I'm not going anywhere just because we all know what's going on outside. So I'm
A
not going to be
little
at
thing
home.
called a
I
pandemic.
know. So I'm not going home and I'm not going to my friend's house, which is what I usually do as well. So, but I am, everyone's like, oh, you're going to be okay. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to have 2 days to imprint my bum on my couch. I am good. That's
Nice.
good though. So, before we started, actually, we got a couple of reviews. So thank you guys for sending them in. And the 5-star reviews. So you're good listeners. Thank you. So I just wanted us to read some out. Do you have the first one?
Yeah, sure. We got one from Cool Pink Ice, and she said, well, I said she, but she or he said, fantastic podcast. Sex and the City is one of my favorite shows, and it's so nice to hear y'all's point of view of each episode. Can't wait for season two. Well, season two is here now, so thank you for
Hey,
listening and still listening.
thank you. And then my review is entitled Rewatching is Rewarding. I like that. Good play on words. So this is a podcast I didn't know I needed. I watched Sex and the City as a teenager, thinking I was learning everything about women. Listening to this podcast highlights everything I missed. Breaking down the culture, sexism, gender roles, and how much has changed. Tane and Nana are the perfect straight-talking complement to the show. They disagree, give insight, and slander Carrie perfectly. Listen to this podcast, relive Sex and the City, and be thankful for how, in some ways, life has changed. Oh, that was a great review. Thank
Really good.
you.
It's
I
kind of
think
nice to
that
know
was.
that you're listening.
Yes. So thank you guys out there who are listening. Appreciate it. You guys should send us more comments. I'm always interested in what the other half thinks. Actually, no, that's a lie because usually they don't have much to offer. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's a joke. Ha Anyway, so this episode, so this is episode 6 of season 2, and it was called The Cheating Curve. What did you think of this episode? Me too.
I really liked it. I didn't have much gripe about it. I usually enjoy the episodes when it's actually things that are like relatable and things you've experienced and stuff. So yeah, I like
And honestly, I'm starting to think, I think the key to success in these episodes is when they actually spend time together.
it.
It's
Yeah.
more enjoyable.
Your life is more enjoyable without a man in it. Just kidding.
Yes. Or don't dump your friends. But anyway, we'll get there. We'll get there. So, let me give a quick recap of the episode, just in case any of you out there didn't get a chance to watch. So, Carrie makes things officially official with Big. Charlotte befriends some power lesbians. Miranda feels like the third wheel in her, I don't know whether to call it her relationship, her situationship. And Samantha dates a trainer. So that was like a brief, very, very brief overview. So we begin the episode with everybody at Charlotte's gallery. She's put on a show by a famous lesbian artist. So there are a lot of lesbian, power lesbians, they call them. So successful lesbian women in attendance, of course. And it seems that everybody's brought a date. Miranda and Charlotte both have dates, but Carrie and Samantha are each other's dates. And of course, Samantha is complaining about the dearth of men when she spots a trainer from her gym there. So Carrie gives her the go-ahead to go talk to him, and she makes up a headache. It's so obvious she's lying, I'm sorry. So she seizes the opportunity to fake a headache so she can leave and go meet up with Big for some hot sex. So,
question.
yes.
How does Charlotte have a new man already? Like,
Oh
I
yeah,
know
I'm
you
gonna
say
get there. I'm
it
gonna
as a
get there. So Charlotte's date is called Gareth Davis, and he's apparently a toxic bachelor and a restaurant owner. And I'm like, this woman, they're holding hands and everything. Okay, did you notice that? They were holding hands. I was like, okay.
was just like, I checked with our research consultant who's keeping tally. So I think she
Love
has 5 men already in
it.
season two. We're in episode six. So
No time to
I'm
waste.
from the widower last episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's not fucking around, okay? And Miranda's
Yeah.
date is called Ethan Watson, and he's a documentary filmmaker she met the week before at a Harvard alumni mixer.
I
And
was happy to see her with someone.
what do you say, sorry?
I was happy to see her with someone.
Yeah, me too. But I also think Miranda always has men as well, because this
She
was what,
does.
the third one this season, right?
She does, but I think they always give us breathers where we're reminded that she's single or by herself. Like she's a lot, oh, it's me and my blockbuster, or it's me and my lasagna, or it's me taking takeout by myself. And then last episode was just about her being single. So I'm glad they didn't do the obvious where everyone has a man except Miranda, I guess is what I'm glad about.
And also, I feel like you're right. They sometimes, how do I put this? They kind of make Miranda's dates like not as quote unquote exciting as the other
Yeah.
three. So I feel like they're trying to tell us something subliminally that sometimes I reject. So yeah, I see what you're saying. One thing I noticed about this scene, conspicuously, that Carrie still hasn't mentioned to her friends that she's seen Big again. And I was like, oh girl, when you're lying, that's when you know what you're doing is wrong. But anyway, we're gonna get there.
Okay, so funny enough, I had the same notes exactly as you said. I'm like, we suspect that Carrie is doing a no-no. And it made me like wonder. I mean, I'm not trying to channel Carrie. I can't believe I said it made me wonder.
I can't help but wonder.
What is it, or what do you think? Why do you think we women are gluttons for punishment? Like, you know, like, okay, there are question because I've had conversations with guy friends, and you know, guys are chauvinists or whatever. So when you say this and you're like, oh, the guy's leading them on or whatever, they counter with, yeah, but the woman allows them, like they know they're lying, they know it's not real, but they still go ahead with it. I don't have an answer for that because it's like telling a kid you put your hand in fire, you're gonna get burned, and the kid is like, eh, I still want to do it. And I try to walk myself through my thought process of times where I've just done a no-no. Like, what is it?
Do you know what it
The
is? It's exactly the same analogy that you use. Like, the kid has to burn themselves to realize for themselves that you shouldn't touch the hot stove. So
but
sometimes
in our
people have to go through it themselves to know that they shouldn't have done that. Experience is the best teacher, isn't it?
case, we get burned and go from a second burn to freeze because we
It wasn't painful
burn.
enough.
Well, if you're dating the same kind of person that you know, like, and like, eh, but then you see, like, even on dating shows, they're like, you know, that's my type. I kind of like the kind that, but he always ends up like, I can't understand the thought, but like, I sat down and thought about it. I tried to channel like myself, like, when I've done it, what exactly was I thinking? And I think the answer is I probably wasn't thinking. I don't
Do you know? Yeah. Do you know? I am the queen of like, I'm gonna expose and drag myself. That's fine. Like, this is all in growth and honesty. But I am queen of going back to people I shouldn't. But I feel like with me, sometimes it takes me a bit longer to get to where I need to be. So sometimes someone does something messed up, and in my head, I'm like, yeah, that's it, I'm done. But physically, I may not be done. But I need like time for my heart and my body to catch up with my brain. Does that make sense? So
Yeah.
there's always like, and even in that period when I go back, things are never the same because I don't act the same. Because in my like my head is like it's shut down. So in my head, I know this is temporary, but it takes me a while to like get to the point where I'm like done. Just in my experience. There's no explanation for it. I can't, not on my half, I can't give you a good explanation for it. But that's kind of how my brain works.
I think mine's insanity because I know it's a no-no. And then if I'm talking to like people, my friends, I'm like, I don't even want to be with this person at the end of the day, because if I am with them, I'm going to be miserable. This person
Yeah.
is so wrong for me,
Yeah.
but I still can't stop. So that's why I called it insanity. And I think the other part of the question that I had with Carrie or whatever, because she described him as emotionally unavailable, is what is the allure of, I know what it was for me. I think I'm just talking through, you guys, I'm doing therapy on this
On the
podcast.
rewatch,
I'm
come for therapy,
talking through,
okay? Imagine I
what
come for Sex and the City, stay for the therapy. I love it.
was the allure? When I was younger, I used to call it mysterious. Like, I literally have journals and things where I used to describe things I love about men is someone is literally emotionally unavailable, giving me nothing on the wall. I'm like, oh my God, it's so mysterious. I love it. Oh God, I'm embarrassed for
It's not
this.
embarrassing, you're being honest. A lot of people aren't honest about what we've grown from. I don't know what it is. Do you know, I think a lot of women either think they're going to change a man, which we know is just never going to happen. And then some women I know, they enjoy it when men are only nice to them and not to other people. I think it gives them like a sense of feeling special. Just from what I've heard.
Yeah.
I know with me, like I used to be like, oh, I kind of like men who are like a little bit of an asshole. But nowadays, I definitely don't. I've realized, okay, this is gonna sound weird. I think, you know, when you like certain traits and you think you like that trait because the person is an asshole. And I'm like, no, a person can be nice and have the trait you're looking for. It just doesn't look the way you expect it to look. So I've
Yeah.
always said like, ooh, I like men who are kind of assholes, because I realize I don't like insecure men. I like confident men, and I like men who know what they want and aren't afraid to go after it. And I feel like I've always conflated that with being an asshole. But I've also, like in my old age, you know, you open your eyes and you realize, no,
Yeah.
a man can be nice and caring, kind, all of that, and still know what he wants and goes after it and can also be confident. It doesn't always
Yeah.
have to look the way you expect it to look. But that, I
Yeah,
feel
you're
like that comes from maturity.
yeah, it's conflation, and that's very easy to do. I think the other reason is hope. You know, when you said hope, because you're just thinking this one time, and then is you're right. Maturity plays a huge part about it, because I remember when I was younger, I genuinely thought you could love someone into loving you. You're nice. If you just do this, you're at their beck and call, and they'll realize, oh my God, there's nobody else like Tay. No. Oh, I'm so
My one and
dumb.
only. You
So
know, it's
yeah,
fine.
so it's hope, and you're like, you know, they're gonna realize we get along, we have that dreaded word connection. I think connection has put a lot of people in trouble, because you don't even know what that connection is. That connection could be just pure chemistry, just pure. But everything else is a pfft, wah wah.
I definitely dated somebody who was very nice to me and not as nice to other people, and I thought that was a good thing, and it took obviously that being turned on you to wake the fuck up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you have to live and you learn. So anyway, okay, so where am I? So yeah, at the gallery show, Charlotte goes into the storeroom to get some more champagne for the guests. And she catches this Gareth making out furiously with a blonde woman. And what kills me is he literally like stops kissing. This woman is like practically, she's practically got her legs around his waist. And he like stops as she walks in. And he's like, oh, relax, we're only kissing. And then she storms out and he continues kissing this woman. And I'm just like, what the hell? This is a whole new level of brazen. But I was shocked. I don't know how you took that scene, but I was just like, okay, this is what we're on. Okay, cool. This is another
Honestly,
plot.
all I was thinking was Charlotte has a heart of steel.
Yes.
I mean, we know that these men are gonna do something, but they're so brazen
And she,
with it.
yeah.
It was just like, because again, remember last episode was the widower who reason to invite all three together, and then now this, and I'm like, if I was Charlotte, I'm checking out. This is gonna be, and then that's not it. But I was just thinking she has a heart of steel. Oh, can I
But you
just
know
say the
what?
problem? Oh, go ahead.
Now I was just gonna say, you say she has a heart of steel, But that could be because I generally don't think she likes any of these men. She's dating them
That
for an
is true.
agenda, so her heart isn't involved. She's dating all these men with her brain.
That is
So,
so true. It's just, it doesn't matter who it is, as long as you
yeah.
can provide a label and stuff like that. Okay, that
Anyway,
makes
so
sense.
what were you saying?
I was just gonna point out me and my fun facts. I haven't done that in a while. If
Yay!
you guys remember, and for those who watch The Power Lesbians, the one black woman that was on there is Tamara Tuni. You might not know her. She's a
Law
character.
and Order.
I've never watched Law and Order in my life.
Are you
No.
serious, Tane? Tane, stop. Nah, stop.
I watch one episode just to say, so I can't say I've never watched it, but it's not a show that
Are you serious?
I don't like cop, medical, so, well, I watch Grey's, but you
My
know,
mouth
yeah.
is actually open. Nah. Are you serious? You've never seen an episode of Law and Order?
I have now because I wanted to check it off, so I can't say that, but it's not a show I like, for as many episodes as there is, I've only seen one, so.
Wow, Law and Order like marathons. This was even before I moved to America. I used to watch it on good old UK living in America. I watched it when I moved here. It's just like the perfect background noise. Like I think I've seen almost every single episode of SVU. I just watched them. Wow, I'm actually shocked.
Well, I would say I have a soft spot for her because when I, you know, moved here when I was way younger, I used to watch soap operas. So I knew her from
Oh.
and then when I found out she was like an actual like TV Law and Order, I was like, oh my God, yeah. And then I've seen her a little bit of everything. So seeing her here was another, I get happy every time I see her, like, oh, she's getting jobs. But also as a
Yeah.
person, she's just someone I've followed since As the World Turned. So yeah.
I didn't know she was on As the World Turns. That's cool. It's nice to see black women get paid. You're right. And she looks, still looks fantastic. I have to say, she's aged very well.
Nice.
So, where was I? Oh yeah. So the next day, all four women are hanging out. They look like they're at some kind of market, and Charlotte's telling them about seeing her date Gareth making out with this woman, and Samantha said she doesn't see the big deal because it was only their second date. And once she said that, it kind of, for me, it re like I put things in a different context. I still think he's an asshole, but I don't think I'd be that butthurt if it was our second date and I catch you making out with someone. I'm like, hey, thanks for letting me know so I don't waste my time. I don't know. What did you think?
Well, I mean, it's the disrespect.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. But at least you
So,
find out then, right? Instead of 20 dates.
yeah, that's true, but it's just the disrespect. You didn't even wait until a way. Yeah, we're not exclusive, but in the same, in my event at the back?
Yeah,
Really, dude?
it's
Nah,
really
bruh.
rude. So
Nah, bruh.
Charlotte says that she thinks he should have that should have at least guaranteed her fidelity until the end of the evening. So yeah, like you said. And then
And that's.
Karen, What were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, I just said that's valid.
Yes, very valid. And then Carrie suggests that maybe he's the kind of man that doesn't consider kissing cheating. And I want to pause here because I used to think this was like nonsense, but I've legit met men who don't think kissing is cheating. They think like until they put their penis in your vagina, everything's fair game. Have you met people like that?
No.
Oh, lucky you.
Watch things like that, but in my real life, I haven't encountered them. But I'm Nigerian, so I probably have. They just haven't told me.
I'm laughing because most of the men I've heard this view from were actually Nigerian. Oh, but I find that wild. I'm just like, cheating is cheating. I'm sorry. You don't need to like do all these mental gymnastics to excuse your scumbaggery, but it is what it is. And then Samantha says men cheat for the same reason that dogs lick their balls because they can. It's in their biology. Maybe it's time we all got in line with the reality of the situation. This made me real mad.
Oh,
It made me so mad. I feel like I've spoken about this before, but I genuinely think that men cheat so much because we allow them to. I feel like it's because we give them an excuse. every time people say things like that, I feel like you're giving men an inbuilt excuse to cheat, because they'll now come and tell you it's in their nature, it's not natural for people to be monogamous. Like, you know, men find it harder to be more faithful than women. I feel like women, we're propping them up. Society, we're always going, oh, all men cheat. Oh, you're unrealistic if you think men don't cheat. I think that's you just giving them an excuse for when they eventually do. What do you think?
I don't even understand, like, even the men that buy into it, that it's in our nature. Do you realize you're admitting you're an animal?
Thank you.
So everybody has the capability to cheat. You just have to deform. Like, anybody has the, like, the ability to go into a store and shoplift. But you're just like, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Thank you.
You have to control yourself. Like, life is about self-control and where or when you don't do something. Like, if you think you want to cheat, don't get married. I'm so confused by the whole thing. So don't tell me and say it confidently, like, oh, this is how we are. We're wired. That it means you're a beast. I'm not going to give you an animal. You're a beast.
And it's a choice to cheat.
Yeah, you have no
brain. All of this stuff are choices, and I'm not even one of those people. I feel like, yes, you can fully still be attracted to other people even if you're in love with somebody, but of course. I feel like that's up to you to know that that is a danger for you and make the choice to nip it in the bud before you ever get into trouble. Do you know what I mean? I feel like cheating is all a series of choices that people ignore.
Yes, because there was something I read a long time ago, and I'm paraphrasing. They said, for everyone that cheats, there's always that one moment where you decide, I'm going to do it or I'm not going to.
Woo!
Every single situation, it doesn't matter what it is, there's always that one moment where you're either like, fuck it, I'm going in, or no, I shouldn't do this. So,
preach. There is always that point, and you always know what that point is, and you always make a conscious decision to step over it. 100% agree with you there. And this goes for both men and women. Like, I'm dragging everyone equally here. Like, cheating is a choice.
It's just that men are the one who wear it like a cape. It's in our nature. Okay, beast.
Because we allow them to. That's what I keep saying. I hate it when you say all men cheat, because then you should say everybody cheats, because women aren't forgiven when they cheat. That's why. Women don't cheat as much, but men are forgiven.
We're prepping the narrative.
Thank you. Oh, it's so funny because I, like, this weekend, I hadn't been on Twitter that much, but I logged on and I saw people talking about that musician Nice, who I didn't know was still alive. I hadn't heard of him since Gone Grass. But hey, maybe that's me showing my ignorance, and how he's like begging his wife, because his wife of less than a year, apparently, were cheated. And I'm like, let the roles be reversed. Oh my gosh, this woman would be dead, because men don't allow women cheating on them, and people will support them. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
That it's not in their nature, in women's nature.
Completely. So yeah, that phrase just made me real mad. But you know, so Carrie notes that it all sounds good, but she's forgetting that women cheat too. So Charlotte then says that it's different because women don't go around attacking every man they're attracted to. They're not driven by testosterone. And then Samantha tells her to speak for herself. And then Charlotte then stresses that women are driven by emotion, not testosterone. Do you think that's true or false?
False.
Interesting.
Because again, I think one of those narratives that have been driven all the time, oh, if a woman cheats, it's because of emotion. And then if it's them, it's testosterone. We have estrogen too. It does stuff. When you're in your 30s, you get so horny. So no, let's stop acting stupid. Because the problem is, half the time, there's not a lot of research done on women. And that's fact. So people don't know. A lot of men don't know a lot of things about women. So they don't know. They just know how to say, raw man, testosterone, cheat, whatever. So no.
I think the reason is because the stakes are so much higher for women who cheat. So I don't necessarily think it's an emotion. There's a little part of me that I do think women, it's okay for women to be more led by emotion, because we kind of expect men not to be as led by emotion, even though men are very emotional. They just call it different things. But I feel like it's just built that women know the stakes are higher for them. That's all it is. Like, if a woman cheats, I just feel the stakes are way higher than if a man cheats. Like, no man, I've said it before, men don't take back cheating women. The only time they take them back is if nobody else knows. Like, nobody.
Okay, let me rephrase what I'm saying, because now that I think about it, it's true. The mistake is every time you say emotion, you're thinking of emotion in a certain brand. So if you mean by emotion in terms of like women actually think about, what, God, I lost my thought.
Okay, she says because women are driven by emotion, not testosterone. I guess when they, so that's why she's saying women don't cheat as much.
Oh, so okay. So if what I'm trying to say is like if you think of emotion in terms of like, oh, if a woman wants to do something, her thought is probably being like, oh, how is this gonna hurt this person? Should I stop it before her? But a man is just like, man, I'm just going to go with my own selfish whims and satisfy myself right now. There's no thought about the. So if you're talking about emotions in that regard, where maybe again, the baseline is everybody cheats, whoever wants to or doesn't want to. But I think there's a higher count of women where even if they're unhappy in their marriage, they're going to stay unhappy and endure and think about it before, oh my God, this would destroy my family. This would destroy my kids. If you think of emotion in that way, then yes, she's right. Because I think my first thought was emotions in terms of, oh, I love you love me, and you want me. No, and I don't want the notion to be dispelled that sometimes women just don't want, they just want to get off. This is possible
I
too.
don't know if
So,
I
yeah.
100% agree with that. I feel like there's, it depends on how you're looking at it. There's definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
So Charlotte then says women are driven by that little voice inside that says, mate for life, mate for life. I'm like, this is you, Charlotte. That's
Wow.
the whole. That's the whole point of your life.
No, I think she said
Yes, but it cracked
herself.
me up because she said
She
women. I'm like,
said
maybe
me.
Charlotte. Nah, I'm joking. It just made me laugh because I could imagine her that baby voice going, make for life.
She's like, it was like the voice in my head saying, "Make for life," and I said,
Yes,
"Seek help."
definitely, but just made me laugh. And then Carrie says the problem is that Charlotte and Samantha have two very different ideas as to what constitutes cheating. And Samantha says she's just more forgiving and realistic about human nature. And then Miranda goes, yeah, that's because you cheat. Made me laugh. And then Carrie says she doesn't think that you can define cheating in absolute terms. She believes there's something called a cheating curve, that somebody's definition of what constitutes cheating is in direct proportion to how much they themselves want to cheat. And then Samantha then says that cheating is defined by getting caught. One doesn't exist without the other. So this leads Carrie to the question of the whole episode. In today's world, what constitutes cheating? So I'm going to pause here. They gave us a
Man,
lot to think about. Yeah.
they
So, okay,
really
first,
did.
let's go back to the cheating curve. Do you agree with Carrie? So, their definition of what constitutes cheating
Yeah.
is in direct proportion to how much they themselves want to cheat.
I disagree. Well, I said I agree and disagree, but now that you ask me, I'm thinking I disagree. I think cheating is more about levels. Levels and agreements between a couple. So I think there's levels in terms of like, I think a kiss is not the same as sex. I think a kiss and sex is also not the same as texting another woman and having like maybe a hidden emotional relationship with someone else. Although I will point out, I was listening to a podcast and this person said that she does not believe in a thing called an emotional affair. She said, anybody who says we had an emotional affair and didn't sleep together is
Why?
lying.
What's the basis for
She
that?
said they, her friends. She said any of her friends who came and said, oh, we didn't do anything or whatever, that they have no reason to lie to her, but they said that. And then 3 months later they came back and they were like, yeah, we did. I was just embarrassed. I didn't want to
Interesting.
say it. So I don't agree with her. I do think there's such a thing as emotional cheating, but I don't think you have to have slept with the person to have cheated
Okay, so
emotionally.
let me ask. So all the examples you
So
just gave, like whether it's kissing or having sex or texting, I feel like it all boils down to a violation of trust, right? Because I just feel like if I feel like I couldn't trust my spouse or my partner, no. Okay, sorry, I was talking and then I kind of disagreed with myself because I was gonna say, how, what does it matter if my partner kissed somebody or if they had sex with someone? Either way, the trust for me is gonna be broken. But no, it's gonna hurt more.
It is, if he kisses someone, I don't want him to tell me. If he sleeps with someone, I want him to
Yeah.
tell me. If you don't tell me, it's not worth it. I don't want to know. Take that shit to your grave. Now, don't make it complicated and ask me, was it with tongue? Was there being touched? Was there grinding? I don't want to know that. But all I'm saying is, if it's a kiss and there was no penetration,
But you
I
know what?
don't
People
want to know.
ask all those questions because I feel like they want to know. Everyone has their limit, so maybe there's some truth in that. Because
Yeah, I'm saying, lie to me. Now, lie to me. If it's a kiss and there's no penetration, lie to me about everything that was in between and tell me it was just a kiss. But that person I told you also said anyone, oh, she was telling that story to someone else, and she said her husband told her, if I ever came to you and told you I kissed a woman, just know we fucked. So that's the other thing, because I'm just like, if you got up to the point where you kiss someone and you were in a secluded place, what the hell stopped you from not doing anything else? So you know what? Maybe I don't even want to know,
I
but
don't
I don't
agree with
know.
that.
Either way, you're
I
right.
don't agree with that, by the way, for the
It's a
record. That
valid
is funny to me.
question.
It's crazy because I think I've mentioned before, like I know somebody who basically like in their relationship, I don't think their wife would be as upset if they slept with somebody else than if they found out that he spent money on the person. Because to her, that's what's important. Does that make sense? I generally feel like, not that she'd be happy finding out that he slept with someone, but she'd be able to tolerate it more than if she found out that he'd spent money on the person. Then it would be finished, for real, for real.
Wild. And that's the other thing where I said the
Yes.
agreement between the couples, because everyone has different things that they're okay with. I know a couple of people where cheating is
Yes.
not a deal breaker. And I had a friend a long time ago. He was in an open marriage. I don't think he was part of it, but he went along with it. And they had a rule. They had a rule where they were not supposed to buy gifts for the other person and not bring the person to their home. And his wife, well, ex-wife now, did both. So it's crazy. Like, yeah, I have an open marriage. Fuck all you want. Don't buy gifts.
That's what I'm saying,
Ding.
like with the
That
whole
doesn't make
kissing
sense
thing
to
and
me.
all of that. It we can say whatever we want to say, but you're right. It all depends on the person. 'Cause some people even sending like text messages and opening up, to them that's a violation 'cause maybe they're at home thinking you never open up to me. I don't care if you just wanted to fuck this woman. I could deal with that, but it's the fact that you opened up to her and told her what was on your mind and your heart. That is the violation. Do you know what I mean?
That is true. Because and then also people think sex means nothing to men. So if you have sex, then it's just sex, a hole is a hole. But you actually opened up. I
Yeah.
can't get you to speak to me. You're a
That's what I'm
wall.
saying. We can do all these hypotheticals, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to depend between the two people, right? Depend on the two people. Wow, English is hard. So what do you think about Samantha's phrase that cheating is defined by getting caught? One doesn't exist without the other.
Girl, Samantha, I don't take anything she takes seriously. That girl just be talking whatever fits her narrative. I don't think Samantha is a deep person. We've said it before. She's very surface and she's very driven by her desires and quote unquote selfish whims. So, hers is just like, don't get caught, darling. Do whatever you
Okay.
want to do. Don't get
This whole
caught.
thing,
So
I
no.
wanted to bring up this small point. Just because we've been talking more lately, I just feel, when I say we, I mean a general we, about how men don't hold their friends accountable. So they allow their friends to get away with like bullshit. And I'm just thinking, okay, so let's say the roles were reversed and these were a group of four men. And Samantha, they're all like, well, you only think that because you cheat. And it was like not a big deal at all. Like nobody censures her. Wow, English is very hard. Like no one gets on, like she's kind of like, yeah, like she doesn't argue with the fact that she cheats. Why is it okay when she's a woman? But if it was a man, we'd look at them kind of like, wow, you're a terrible person. And I don't think Samantha's a terrible person. So what does that say?
I think it's not, forget this cheating thing. Besides Miranda, they really don't hold each other accountable. Carrie is Switzerland. That one just wants peace. Trevor is just whatever. I mean, they don't tell her stuff, but she'll probably be like, no, wait. They just, it's just a go kind of group. They just don't, they're not an
But if
accountable
they were
group, so
men,
to
we will
speak.
drag them for that fact.
Oh, you mean the drag? Well, I didn't drag because we've already dragged her for two episodes where she was with married people, where I'm just like, I don't know what they're doing with this woman. I don't know what she's doing. Like, it just, they need to figure it out. So it'll be redundant to bring it up again. I think it was the one thing I'll give them is they were consistent. Like, no, she already was with a married person
I
for
just
two
think that's us
episodes.
being
So
hypocrites,
it's
and I can
redundant.
admit it that we're hypocrites sometimes. Some things look worse on men than it does on women. I'm sorry, it just does.
No, take it back. I think it's wrong. I just feel like the last two episodes that it's just part of the story right now that she does that talking about it
Is redundant.
again is like redundant because no, it is absolutely wrong. I didn't understand why she was doing it that very first time. I'm like, you can get anyone you want to, you're not starved for dick, so why
Exactly.
go for someone that's married and then you did it again the last time? So, like, I think it's just creative, artistic.
Artistic
Whatever. What is it
license.
called? Artistic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. So it went with
Okay,
the
so moving on. Charlotte, she's at work and then she's asked to hang out by the power lesbians and she goes out with them. They go out drinking, clubbing, and she has a whale of a time. And then we see Miranda on a date with Ethan, who I don't know if you caught that. I'm like, oh, this guy's a total film bro because he was slagging off Schindler's List. He's one of those people that clearly thinks if something's popular, I must hate on it. Oh, I can't stand people like that. Anyway, and then so they end up at his place, and just as they start to have sex, Ethan turns on some porn. And he's like, oh, just to get them in a mood. And Miranda's a bit like, but she goes, like, she just rolls with it. And then we see them a few nights later. The same thing happens just as they're about to have sex. He stops her, puts on porn. And then she's like, wait, am I not enough for you? And he's like, you know what? Sorry, let me just turn off the sound if it bugs you. So he turns off the sound. But then he's like, oh, can you move your head so he can see better? And I'm sorry, this is like, we don't drag Miranda often, but this one in my head, I was dragging her. I'm like, did you really stay and have sex with this man? Like, first time, okay, sure. But second time, he's literally telling you to move out of the way so he can focus on the porn on like the TV. He's just using your body as a receptacle right now. He's not having sex with you. You're just there because you're a living person. But his mind is clearly with these porn actors. Like, what is going on? Why did you stay and have sex with him? I feel like if it was any of the other three women, especially Carrie, we would have dragged her. But Miranda, sorry, I feel like she deserves to get dragged a little bit of that. Like, why does she stay? What was that all about? What do you think?
I did think that. I was like, why is she still giving him a chance? But then I remembered they made Samantha stay with someone
She
for how many months with a
was
small dick. And I'm, oh God, whatever. I think the only thing I noticed also was that Ethan and Gareth, who was Charlotte's man, they were
Oh, you're so
facially
nice. I was
challenged.
about
They
to
were
say they're
just
both
not
ugly.
cute.
Sorry to the actors.
I'm like, what is this? But have you noticed that they always give Miranda the men with the quirks? The one that has to shower after, the one with the BDSM tape, and then this one. I'm like, why did they hate Miranda so much?
Oh,
What
from another
is
world. Men are weird, man. Seriously.
it?
Not joking. No, but you're right. It does seem like they're piling on. But I feel like they do the same for Charlotte as well. They pile on.
I think Charlotte gets men who
To
ask
do
her
things.
weird sexual favors, and then she has all these things happen to her because she's so fixated on men that it's just like they're kind of
Yes.
dogging her, kind of like,
You want a
girl.
man so bad here,
But
dang.
Romero.
Yeah, I don't know. I just expected Miranda to leave. And I was just like, so you're really going to stay and have sex with this man after he tells you to move your head so he can see the TV better? I don't know.
Yeah, she should have saved her
Yeah.
dignity. He's not a
And I know it's not that unusual. Like, I know a lot of men are like into watching porn and women as they have sex. But if I was in Miranda's shoes, I would have taken that shit personally. I'm sorry. I would have. But yeah. So we go to Carrie. She's spending the evening with Big at his place. And Carrie is cooking. These are air quotes, guys. She's literally melted cheese and say, hey, we're having fondue. And it's clearly awful because Carrie doesn't cook. And he's like, can we just go and eat at a restaurant now? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then they talk about how neither of them have told anybody that they've seen each other again. And they agree to keep like things quiet with everyone for now. And so the next morning, Carrie's leaving Big's place, and as she's making doing the walk of shame outside, she runs into Miranda. It's at 7 a.m. And Miranda's like, hey, what are you doing like in this part of town? And Carrie's like, oh, I went to get my teeth cleaned at the dentist. And Miranda's like, at 7 a.m. And Carrie just changes the subject. It's so obvious she's lying. So she like deflects and is like, oh, how's Ethan? And then Miranda tells her about how it's almost humiliating that he puts porn on every time they have sex. And she thinks that he's more interested in the girls in the video. And I'm like, duh, didn't I have to tell you this? But anyway, and Carrie's like offering her sympathies and they kind of keep it moving. And I'm thinking, come on, Miranda, like, why would you fall for that lie? And it just made me feel, I don't know, I don't like to see people lie so blatantly, especially to their friends, especially to Miranda. That's your girl, Carrie. I don't know. I just feel like she should have told her.
She's feeling deep guilt and
Yeah.
embarrassment, especially to Miranda. Like, even if it was like Samantha, and Samantha would be like, oh, well, you're getting good sex out of it. I understand. But Miranda's gonna call her out, but she knows
Yes.
she's doing something wrong. So I understand her lying. Miranda, I'm just like, it's 7 o'clock, man. I'm not a morning person,
She's
so
spaced out. So we go to Samantha, who you will be by no means shocked to find out that she's sleeping with the trainer that she met at the gallery show, the art show. Wow, he's called Thor, by the way, guys, which cracked me up because they have sex because of course they do, and afterwards they're in the shower and he offers to shave her legs, and then also shaves her pubic hair, and he shaves her pubic hair into a lightning bolt. Get it? Thor, lightning. But I'm just like, from the way this man was acting like he'd never done this before, how are you so able to shape somebody's pubic hair into a lightning bolt? I'm sure that would be very complicated. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
artistic licenses, but I mean, I'm guessing it was supposed to be set. There's a lot of things about this show that just tell you that, are there no women in the writer's room? Like, I'm just like, how do you lightning bolt shape? Listen, this is supposed to be sexy, but for me, it's my worst nightmare. I am not a fan of this. Has nothing to do with, everybody has a right to keep their pubic hair how they want it to be, but I don't think shaving sticks belong there. Like, it's just a pet peeve of mine. I don't like how it grows back. I don't like the effect it has. Like, I just all I could think about was like, oh my God, a shaving stick down there.
100% agree,
No.
by the way.
So
I
yeah,
don't even own a shaving stick,
that
so.
is on that. So that's all I was thinking about. But then I just thought about it was a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Okay. Not even like,
And it
okay.
cracked me up because this, I feel like
It's a
this whole
man.
scene really dated the show. Like, this is definitely the 90s.
Huh?
Because later they're all at Carrie's apartment And Samantha's like telling them all about him shaving her pubic hair into a lightning bolt. And she's like, what's all this thing these days about guys wanting to shave your pubic hair? And then Miranda's like, oh, it's because they all want little girls. And I just feel like, and then she's like, oh, do you know they have places now where like dedicated to, and I'm like, yeah. Do they not have these in the 90s? Maybe I guess I was too young to like notice, but I'm just like, this is definitely showing your age, Sex and the City. But anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't as common. I do remember, as much as I don't like hair or using a shaving stick and all that kind of stuff, I remember getting on a friend's case because he's like, oh, he has to be bald or whatever. And I was like, growing up, was that what you wanted? Or did you grow up watching porn and now you think that's what you want?
I will say,
Because
I don't think men should
again,
have
everybody
any
has
say about what a woman's pubic hair looks like. I feel like that choice is entirely up to women. Again, as much as I don't like hair, let a man tell me he doesn't like hair. What? It's gonna be World War III.
Yeah.
It's none of your business.
Half of them could probably couldn't even last
Thank
through a
you.
wax.
Expect us to go through that pain. Yeah, I just feel like men should stay out of women's business sometimes. But anyway. So Charlotte arrives a bit later and she's wearing like apparently a suit that looks like the power lesbian suit because she's clearly like enamored by them. She's trying to be like them. And then Miranda's like, you've been out with them 3 times this week. And then Charlotte goes on and on about how interesting they are and cultured. And they don't go on about the need for men to fill any kind of void in their lives. And we talk about things that have
Oh.
aged badly. But I feel like this has aged badly. Like, lesbians aren't props. Okay. They're not there because you don't want to talk about men. They're like fully realized human beings that just happen to be attracted to the same sex. That it rubbed me the wrong way. How did you take it?
I actually didn't think about it, but you're right. The thing that rubbed me the wrong way, but I was like, maybe I'm being too picky. Just from the beginning when they kept saying lesbian
Yeah,
powerless,
the
lesbian power,
powerless. Yeah,
it didn't sit right. Yeah, the power thing. And then it made them stereotypical, put them in like Hillary
yes.
Clinton suits and then glasses. And it's like, listen, you can be a lipstick lesbian, you can be it, there's no set
Thank
look for a
you.
power lesbian. Like, I don't understand. But I just wondered, how do these women work full time in their 30s and they party as much as they, I don't have the
Big
energy.
time demanding jobs, like fam.
Yes, I go out during the week. I have a rule. I don't do nothing during the week. Happy hour is all the energy I
But
can
okay,
muster
you say
to
that, but
do
just
that.
think back then, number one, they didn't have TV on demand like we do now, so you can't even just chill at home. Like they'd have to go to like Blockbuster or whatever. Even cell phones weren't that common then.
Yeah, but the issue isn't what to do at
Yeah,
home, it's
this
the
is true.
energy. I'm just tired. I don't want to make conversation. I don't want to, but these people actually
Yeah.
go out and party and drink and crowded
It
bars.
is what
Yeah,
it
bro.
is. Pedro, anyway, yeah. So Miranda, not Miranda, so Samantha asked Charlotte if the lesbians know that she's straight. And it's so funny because I had that exact same thought while she was talking. I was like, I bet they don't know that she's not a lesbian. And then Charlotte doesn't answer. And Miranda's like, tell them. And Samantha's like, otherwise you're nothing but a big clit tease. And I was just like, okay. I don't know why that sounded so much more vulgar than dick tease. I don't know, but it just did to me.
Well, it just
Yes.
seems forced. Like we're trying to land a
By
joke, like,
force.
ha ha. You just,
So during this
yeah.
whole talk, Carrie's like locked in the bathroom and she's been really weird. So they're like, hey, Carrie, because they're apparently going to a movie. And they're like, hey, Carrie, we're going to miss a movie if you don't come out. And then Carrie comes out and says her new diaphragm is stuck. And one of them is going to have to help her get it out. And all of them are like, hell no. And of course, Samantha's like, oh, fine, she'll do it. And I'm just thinking, I don't know if I love any of my friends as much. I
I've
was meant to
never.
say to help to go digging around for their diaphragm.
I've
I'll be like,
never.
how about
I just think
I'm listening, sorry.
that That's what dated the show, a diaphragm. Are those still in
Apparently, people still
circulation?
use them. I think it's women of a certain
Really?
age that still use them, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, so there's. Well, but if people of a certain age, do they still need a
Oh, you know
diaphragm?
what? That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah, so I just never found out if it's still if they still
Yeah,
make
I'm
it.
gonna like that's quite interesting because what I was watching something and someone mentioned a diaphragm. I was like, oh, they still like make those, but oh no. I would have been like, sweetie, get in my car, I will drive you to the nearest A and E, ER, whatever, to help them take, but I don't think I'd ever go fishing myself to help them take it out. I don't love anybody that much.
But I think about it, the diaphragm will be great though, because you don't have to have
Yeah,
hormonal
yeah.
problems.
I guess I have female condoms. Whoever's tried that, maybe if any of you use a diaphragm or have tried female condoms.
I'm fairly confident that no one who's listening to
Hey.
this show uses a diaphragm. I just want to see if they're even in circulation, because my first thought is to think no, they don't make
Yeah,
them
I'm gonna
anymore.
Google. I don't know. I'm gonna find out after we're done recording whether they still make diaphragms. The only thing I can think of are those, you know, those menstrual cups. There's one called, what's it called? Is it Flex something? But you're supposed to be able to use it while you're on your period if you want to have sex, and it fits like a diaphragm, like against your cervix. So that's like the
Okay.
nearest modern thing I guess I can think of. But yeah. So anyway, so they're all I guess they managed to get Carrie's diaphragm out and they're walking, strolling towards the movies, and then all of a sudden they finally click. I'm like, you bitches are slow because they're like, actually, why did you have a diaphragm? Why are you on birth control? Who are you fucking? And then she finally admits that her and Big have started hooking up again, and all of them act entirely predictably and probably how we would all react, like, girl, why? And they're like, do you remember how like shittily he treated you, all of that? Why have you been lying to us? And Carrie gets pissed off and storms off home, so she's not in the mood for the movie anymore and goes home. And the things, I didn't blame anyone in this because obviously they're gonna act like that. But I also kind of understood why Carrie didn't want to be in the middle of that because it's a lot. Like your three closest friends, everyone angry at you, asking you questions that you clearly haven't interrogated yourself. So, yeah. So she, continue. Sorry.
I think they acted just right. I'm glad they didn't make it all sweet and oh, we support you or whatever. Not that they don't support her, but they
Yes.
have to say the truth to her just in case she forgot. So I like their reaction
Yep.
was exactly the right temperature. But the one that cracked me up was Charlotte said, "Even I'm not that naive." I was like, "Self-awareness." Self-awareness. I was like,
Had
"Okay,
to
I
hurt.
like
That had
that. I
to
like
hurt, Carrie. And I get it. Like,
that."
yeah, I think that was, you're right. That was really well done. So Carrie's like puffing on her cigarettes, walking up and down her apartment. And then she said she doesn't know where it's going. Is she making a mistake? And in my head, I'm like, yes. But anyways, so the next morning, Charlotte is at a brunch with the power lesbians, and they're at this woman's house, who's apparently the queen bee of the power lesbians, called Patty. And Patty like greets Charlotte, and they're just chit chatting. And then she just comes out and asks her if she's a lesbian. And Charlotte finally admits that she isn't. And then she goes on and on and on about how she enjoys a company of fun, smart women and a strong connection to the female spirit, blah, 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 blah. And then Patty just looks at her and goes, sweetheart, that's all very nice. But if you're not going to eat pussy, you're not a dyke. Indeed, the way she delivered the
That cracked
line.
me up. Yes. And I was like, she did it well. I also appreciated the
Yes,
diversity. The
for
Queen Bee
once.
was an
And I
Asian
like that she
character.
kind
I
of
like
called
her.
her on her bullshit. Because I feel like, Charlotte, you could have said you enjoyed spending time with this woman, with these women, sorry, without making it all about, I'm here because I want to be away from men. I just feel like there's something kind of disrespectful about how she approached it. It rubbed me the wrong way. But who knows? If any of you are out there who are lesbians and want
Yeah,
to give a better, nuanced view of this whole situation. I'd be very interested in hearing your opinions.
I mean, I feel like if it wasn't anyone but Charlotte, because it's Charlotte, we know what she means. But there are people who are out there like that, who just feel like love, it doesn't matter. They don't identify as straight or lesbian or bi. It's just whoever reciprocates the love that I have. It doesn't matter what the gender is. It's more about the love than the
Just
gender or the sexuality. So if Charlotte was that kind of person, when she said, "I connect to the female spirit robot," then yeah, it will have that
it
meaning.
just
But
reminds me of
it's
those.
Charlotte. She's not. She's not even giving a man a
Oh,
blow
you
job.
guys
She's
really
not gonna go
small.
down on a woman.
She went to Smith. Okay, no, I'm joking. But
Yeah.
it just reminds me of those women who are like, oh, I'm done with men. I wish I could just be a lesbian and just not have to deal with that. So what makes you think you're not gonna have to deal with the intricacies and the ups and downs of human relationships just because you decide to date somebody
Yeah.
of the same sex? I just think it's a bit immature. But anyway.
There was like a whole phase in my senior year in high school where there was a lot of people who decided they were done with men and they just started dating women. One of them, well, I don't know, do we get
Yeah,
sued?
I remember
Well,
you
Tila
told me
Tequila went to
this.
my school, so she was one of those. Yeah, so she was one of those. And I was just dating a girl that was like, and we couldn't decide. The whole thing about high school was like, so are you a lesbian or are you just
There were
angry at men?
lesbians
We didn't
because it
know
was
which it was.
fashionable.
So
Oh, Lord.
yeah. So yeah,
It's like those
no
people
deal
who
in my
decide,
senior
like,
year in high school. So
blackface,
yeah.
like these modern influencers, that being fake blackface, I just think it's disrespectful. These are people's real lives and real sexualities. You can't pick it up and put it down as it suits you, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so we go back to Samantha, who is in the steam room after her workout, and she takes off her towel and is chilling naked. There's a woman already in there. And a woman clearly sees her lightning bolt pubes. Then she stands up and shows her vag to Samantha so she can also see that she has lightning bolt pubes. And she's like, that asshole. And I'm just thinking, what about this trainer made you think he was faithful? He's just such a typical sleazy personal trainer. I'm like, what was the point of the story like?
He's a walking cliche, but you know what, guys? I promise this episode is going to be the last episode I complain about Samantha's because I never noticed it before, which is why it's good for a rewatch. But honestly, they just made Samantha like a prop. I they don't know what to do with her, and every storyline is like, what? What was the point? Like, what is she like? So I didn't even react to the
It's
scene. I
just,
was
it
like,
was
are we done
pointless.
yet? I'm
She
into
needed a
it. Whatever.
storyline. But anyway, so Miranda and Ethan are having sex. Guys, that means Miranda has gone back. But anyway, are having sex again. And he puts the porn on yet again. And she finally gets fed up and she picks up the remote. And she's like, this is not a synchronized event. And he makes it clear that he's not going to give up watching porn while he's having sex for her. So she throws the remote at him and says, I'm so out of here, and finally leaves. And I'm like, you should have done this at least 3 meetings ago. But anyway, hey, she got there eventually. And then we end the episode with Carrie
Yeah.
and Big. They're out dancing, like actually dancing on a date outside. And she's like, oh, are we officially seeing each other now? And he's like, if you say so. And I was like, wow, what a response. What a response. So she keeps trying to press the issue, but he's still vague. And then she looks at him and is like, why did we break up? And he looks at her and says, you tell me. And says, if I recall, you're the one who dumped me. And then he brings up, the trip that he had planned for her. The plane. Where were they going again? I've forgotten. Was it the Bahamas? Was somewhere in the Caribbean.
Oh, Bahamas.
Yeah, so he reminds her about that. And she says, well, they broke up because he didn't tell her what she wanted to hear. And I'm just like, you guys are still not being honest with each other. You guys are still not saying what you want to say. And she's like, well, I guess I was afraid. And he's like, well, I sure did miss you officially. And then Carrie tells us that, yep, they're officially back together. And the episode ends. So yeah, we're gonna have to do this bullshit with these two again for much, much longer. As I'm sure you all knew before you click play on Sex and the City. So here we are. Yeah, but I enjoyed that episode. Is there anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I kind of liked, not liked, I don't know what the adjective would be when she called what she had with Big an attraction or an addiction. Because I think they're interchangeable, but yeah. And it's just like the same pattern that Big just never answers the question. He goes around and around and makes it a game. And I just didn't understand when he said, I sure did miss you. I didn't cry, but I listened to a lot of Sinatra. And then she says, and just like that, I guess we're officially back. But I will say, Carrie does look happy. She looks light. But this is what these fuckboys do. It become, well, again, something I read where you don't want your relationship to be like on the regular basis, on the baseline, it's not that great that when the good things happen, you hold on to it like
I
oxygen
was
and you're
just
like,
about to say.
oh my
Like,
God,
when you say
it's
he
good.
looks good, I
And
wasn't
then
moved because I've been there. When
you're, yeah.
someone's been fucking up and they're outright, you feel like the happiest person until you realize that that shouldn't be enough for you to feel like the
Yeah.
happiest person.
Yeah. You shouldn't be chasing crumbs. Your baseline should not be, whatever. And for me, the turn up was just that original conversation when they were talking about why haven't you told your friends? He's like, oh, we shouldn't. Oh, I don't have friends. Ha. No interest at parties. Then she's like, I think we should keep it that way. He's like, yep, you're right. We should, whatever. This is again the folly of my youth when someone says, oh, let's just keep it private. Let's enjoy our bubble. Let's all. And you're like, yeah, you're right. Let's just go with the flow and just what, like, you're in a grown man in your 40s. Like, you know what? Enjoy what it is. But my last note is in the credits, I see that Sarah Jessica Parker has executive consultant already. Because the new thing now for TV nowadays, once is a show by the first episode, oh well, now they're going to first season. Before it used to be
Resident
a couple of
producer, yeah.
seasons, then the star becomes the executive producer. No, it's a dummy title. They don't really produce, they could literally sit in the room or maybe say, yep, one line, change this, and they get that title. It's a money off of it. So I see that she's an executive consultant, and it's only noteworthy because when I listen to like history of Sex and the City, one of the proposed reasons why Kim Cattrall is so mad is just that at the end of the day, Sarah Jessica Parker was just a huge star. And Kim Cattrall just kind of felt like they all played their part and they were there and they put their thing or whatever. And I think Sarah just started having more power. I thought it came much later. I didn't realize by we're in season two, episode
Yeah, I'm
six,
just
she's
like, what
already
is an
the
executive
executive consultant.
consultant? Like, come
So
on. But you know what? But Kim, that's life sometimes. Like, Carrie is the main character. It's her article called, column called Sex in the City. This is all based around her thoughts and her friends. That's life, fam. Like, it is what it is. It's never gonna be the Samantha
yeah,
show.
and to be, I know, but human beings, when you feel you're doing your fair share, and then I'm sure there was some kind of resentment. Like, she never
And
took her
she's
top
right, they're
off,
all
and she
contributing
never
because the show would
nudity,
not work with
and
anybody else in any of those positions, those roles, sorry.
and further down the line, I think she becomes executive producer, but in the podcast, they do say how she was actually like really involved. It wasn't like a dummy title, like she was in the room and she was battling it out and all that kind of stuff. So again, it's all speculation. No one's gonna know what happened except the people there. And even the people there, everyone has their different truth. But I was just figuring it out, like I
That
didn't know she
early,
got like this whatever this title is
she's clearly a
already.
businesswoman.
So but yeah, it was a great,
Yes, he got
or
her
her
not
agent
to
is
he
great.
knew that she didn't want to be and
But
got her
yeah, it was a great
credits
episode.
be like below the line.
Yep, that's great. So, but yeah, it was a great episode. I really enjoyed it. I don't really have much to complain about, but yeah,
Yeah,
I
of
think
the
this might be my
season,
favorite
definitely.
episode so
I
far.
agree. Yes, man.
Yeah.
So thank you
Of the
once
season.
again for listening. Tane, can you please tell the people where to find us?
Yes, people, you can find us at the Rewatch Times 2. That's THEREWATCH2. That's our handle on Instagram and on Twitter, and it's also our
email at gmail.com. And we'll see you next week. Bye.